Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network. AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Do the leg jump thing.
If you're not watching, you should, because we are jamming to Cheap Thrills by the one and only special guest tonight, Miss Sia, on the American Idol After Show. Well, she's not here tonight, but we're here to talk about it. What's up, guys? I'm JC, and this is the American Idol After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. And we've got so much to talk about, but we're one AfterBuzzer down, so I'm kind of like the tone of the show tonight. Yeah. I'm kind of sad because 2 weeks and it's done. The whole show is done.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, but well, tell us what you think. Introduce our wonderful host, starting with the lovely lady to my left.
Thank you. I'm actually Sia. You can follow me on Twitter at Sia.
And Stephanie?
Sia has blue eyes like Jason.
What? Do you guys know this for a fact?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I am Sia. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
This is Jason Eichler. You can find him on Twitter at Jason Eichler. And I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. And this is Violet Kanyon. You can find her on Twitter at Violet Kanyon.
Violet, we miss you. You couldn't make it this week. We hope to see you next for sure. And of course, we got to say hello to our chat roll. Who do we have on tonight? We've got, let's see, Lynn Daniel, Rotor 13. Let's see, Maya and Lynn. Wow, we've got a bunch of people on tonight. Guys, thank you for joining us. Chime in, let us know what you think. And of course, the most special person of all, the guy running the ones and twos. Who do we have back there tonight?
Hey, you've got Jonathan running the booth.
Nice, brother.
Jonathan on the booth.
All right, this is going to be quick and easy because we're down.
Just now. Like Steph.
Ba-dum-bum. We're down.
Wow.
No, we're down to four, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We don't do
that
comedy. We do recaps.
That hurt my feelings.
Well, wait. I'm not selling you guys well enough. You guys were there tonight, so We've got immediate reactions. You guys were there, got to watch it with me towards the end, and tell me what's going on. Are they getting sad? Can you feel it there that it's coming to an end, the show?
No, because I think at least behind the scenes, they're still in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Still in the thick? Yeah, I feel like after next week.
Because today was really busy.
Yeah, after next week, maybe it'll be, because next week's the last week in the studio.
Right.
Right.
Then where they go, the Dolby, what's it called now?
I think so. But that's actually pretty crazy. Jennifer Lopez walked by me again. I was really mad because Jason didn't effing tell me.
Why are you playing hard to get with J-Lo?
I'm not. I would have, you know, if I would have seen her, I would have been like,
I can feel
it was
her.
Good. Sorry, you see, look, I get nervous.
You get all choked up?
I would have been like, what's good, buddy, choir? Like, I would have said something so she would have looked
Selena
at me. Like,
I love it that we're just jamming right here. We're not even.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Oh, for all of you who are just listening, I kept tilting my head back like to be cute, but none of you saw it. Sorry.
I think they could feel it.
Okay. Tonight, thoughts. What did you think of the show?
I thought it was good.
What? Yeah. Really? Just good?
We
just keep wanting to talk at the same time. It's because we're so simpatico.
Yeah.
I thought it was sad. Emotionally, like I thought a lot of the performances were a little draining. I didn't like the first mentor. What was his name?
Stevie Van Zandt.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
What? Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band, Sopranos, one of the greatest rock bands. Well, you
I
know
think
what?
I'm not alone, and especially I feel like none of the contestants had ever heard of him. And
they had it, but the contestants are all younger.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, sells out worldwide for the last.
Yeah,
I think I've heard of him.
I've heard of Bruce Springsteen.
I've heard of
in
Bruce
the E Street Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! You know what?
He's no Kelly Clarkson.
Here's the thing. This is gonna be fun because I think we're all gonna debate about this because J-Lo's on your side. Because I don't know if you guys caught that during the show. She didn't know who the mentor was.
She goes, the mentor, what did he say?
And we're like, how do you do that?
But when honestly, did she say I wouldn't have known.
When did she say that?
It was early on.
It was
on.
After either
she
the
said
first
the
or
mentor.
Performance.
What did he say?
And the mentor, who was it? Who was it?
Oh, jeez.
Like, I love that.
God bless her.
She was just like us.
Okay, but you know what? Let's go a step further. Maybe that's why the show is coming to a close. Because we're going way back, you know, not a lot of people know who he is, mm-hmm. even though he means so much to rock and roll.
No, and that I knew, because, I mean, all they had to mention was the Bruce Springsteen, and I was like, oh, damn, okay.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he's on Sopranos also, which his face looked more familiar to me as an actor, not in his rock and roll getup.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I might have known him that way. But
it didn't. I think Sia is cool to have.
And Sia was
like,
incredible to have.
Super important in pop music right now. But
she was
this
so
guy,
good.
Yeah.
Her.
It was like.
I mean, who cares? Whatever. Yeah. But.
Okay.
Those first performances were pretty great. And I'm actually really surprised with LaPorsha's Bon Jovi performance.
Okay, well, let's dive into it because actually the fans they're calling it, Lynn Daniels calling it the Trent Harmon show. But let's get into LaPorsha Renee.
I'll give her that.
Wanted Dead or Alive Bon Jovi. What did we think?
Bon Jovi. She said tonight she wasn't happy with her performance when I interviewed her, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Which one? The Bon Jovi performance?
The Bon Jovi. Okay. I thought her vocals for it were amazing.
She messed up at one part.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She
caught it.
Yeah, when she moved the mic. You see that?
She forgot the lyrics. Yeah. She forgot the lyrics, dude.
Oh, see, I didn't even catch it.
But that's what happens when you sing something that, like, different, not what you're used to.
But I didn't like the arrangement. I felt like I wanted it to build, and then I wanted her to like really rock out at the end. And I thought her vocals did that because she got a lot grittier towards the end of it. But the arrangement of the song wasn't there for me. But if you just pulled her vocals and listened to that, you'd be blown away.
Mm-hmm. For me, I loved. I did like it. And I love when a girl sings a guy song.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things, and vice versa. But I would have given it an A. But I downgraded just because she forgot that part. Other than that, it was fantastic. I gave it like a B triple plus.
Yeah. Right.
Because
no,
she's that good.
See, I agree 100% with
you. That's interesting.
Because that part bothered me a little bit. And the beginning was really impressive because I didn't think she was going to be able to. But what Harry Connick even said, she reminds him a little bit of a Tina Turner. You know, she can do all of the genres. And I can see her doing that. So the fact that she did the beginning all right kind of showed me that if she put more, you know, if they had more time to practice and to rehearse and to really kind of dive into something different, she would have been able to deliver it better. But otherwise, it was good for when she had the time to do it.
And do we give her a pass? Because she's been killing it all season.
Of course, but she still did great. And it was such a random song.
If she sang like Crying by Aerosmith or something. Like a little more soulful rock. Because I think that's what
we
wanted.
But then it's a soulful rock. This song was so different that she still did great.
Yeah. I mean, I love her. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Exactly.
You know, and I really want to get into this because I have to take a moment because we have to talk about a restful night's sleep. We're tired. All three of us.
Tired.
This season has been.
I was falling asleep in the press tent.
What?
She actually was. Follow Stephanie
like
on Snapchat.
I was like this, sitting up, and I was. And then I woke up like this, and I was like, my posture was perfect.
Nothing but professionalism.
Well, I've got the answer for you, because I'm going to take a moment for our sponsors. Because we do these shows for free, guys, and we have these moments where we have our sponsors, and we only ask you to pay attention, because it could change your life. It did for me. I'll tell you in a minute. All right, this is about Casper. You know, we're seeing it more and more. Just think about new apps. And
not the friendly ghost.
No. This is much better. You know, we're used to new apps and startups. We're not using taxis and hotels as much. And now with Casper, the way we buy mattresses is changing too. Now, I love how these guys turn to commission-driven business like mattresses. They always try to jack you up with prices on mattresses. Well, they gave the consumers the power. And what they're doing is, and I'm telling you, everyone loves Casper. Time Magazine has called it one of the best products of the year. And I was dying for one. It's a true story. If you guys watched the James Corbin show?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
The Late Late Show.
I was looking for a mattress, and I'm part of a skit on the show. And all I was asking for was, can I find a Casper? This is last year. I was looking for a Casper mattress because we were shopping for mattresses. And they did not know what we were talking about because Casper, they're knocking everybody out. So I'm telling you guys, you will have the best night of sleep ever with a Casper mattress, and I'm so sure of it. Well, actually, they are, that they will give you the first 100 nights free.
Oh.
Yes, it's guaranteed. Actually, you can buy the mattress. If you don't like it after 100 days, you can return it and get a full refund.
Interesting.
I mean, come on. Free 100 days. for magic for Casper. But it gets even better because if you try it with AfterBuzz as a promo, go to Casper.com and use the code AfterBuzzTV. You will get $50 off that mattress. So that's nice. Right. Go to Casper.com and go to the code AfterBuzzTV for $50 off towards your next purchase of a mattress and sleep lightly tonight.
Nice.
Okay.
I'd just like to say that Jason looks like Casper's skinny uncle.
You guys think that? Yeah?
Because I'm so pale.
I looked at you and I was like, oh, Casper. Ugh. And then I thought, not Casper, his skinny uncle.
Uncle?
All right, yeah, you guys. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Like. Did you get to talk to Mackenzie tonight?
Yeah.
I took a picture with him.
Okay, what did you ask? Did you?
She feel him.
Yeah, what's going on with you? What's going on with you two?
Okay,
nothing
here's the
at
thing
all.
With Steffi.
Yeah,
if,
right.
If it's a young white boy who's a musician, it's got her name all over it.
No, it doesn't. He was cool. He knows one of our AfterBuzz hosts here. He lives up the street from me, like walking distance. And then
location.
Yeah, and then he was just really sweet because we were gonna take a picture, and we went to stand in front of the American Idol thing, and I was like, I don't want to stand there. He's like, oh, it's totally cheesy, right? I'm totally with you. And then he got cool for like a second. I was like, oh, okay, I see you, Mackenzie. But he's still a little.
Yeah, you want him to want you. I got you. You want him to want you, right?
But here's the thing with Steffi.
Oh, God, you guys are an idiot.
She's all about these white boy musicians, and then the show ends, and she's on to the next season.
Okay, we're going to cut this party short because one of the fans even said, okay, let's talk about how awful Mackenzie was. What?
Okay, I actually, because the judges did not like his performance at all.
Okay.
For the first performance, I kind of agree.
It didn't bother me. I thought it was just a typical Mackenzie performance.
That's true, actually.
Like, I thought
it
was fine.
Like, it was kind of silly for them to say they didn't like it. Like, what?
Yeah, it wasn't different than anything else he does. I thought it was fine. If you like Mackenzie, you would like that performance.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if it necessarily gained him new fans, but at this point, I don't know if he needs to gain new fans.
I'll tell you that his second performance was much better than his first.
And we'll get that.
I just feel bad that Harry said...
Harry was a little bitchy in his second performance.
Yeah, because he focused in on that note. However, I will tell you that I also focused on that note to see if he was going to hit it. So that might have ruined it for some people, but he shouldn't have given him the criticism that he did. It was unnecessary.
Okay, I'm going to become Violet for a few minutes because...
No, I didn't like him.
I'm going to kudos her because I'm going to agree with what she's been saying all season. Because you said something earlier that it was if you're a fan of his, you're okay with it. Violet said, you know, he's married to his sound. He knows who he is, which is great. But can it win him this show? Can it win him the competition? I think he's going to be in trouble. I really do. He needs a moment. And he hasn't had that moment. And this was another missed opportunity. I think kudos him because he's sticking to his guns. It's like Clark Beckham. It's like the Philip Phillips that won't, like, they won't deviate from their sound.
Right.
Great for them, not great for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it is a TV show. So that's why I kind of agree. I agree with Violet.
I'm not really worried about it because I don't think he should win.
I agree. And so I think it's funny that we started off with such a diverse group of people, so many girls. And yet again, America, 75% of your top four are straight white dudes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a math fact. Did you see that? I did some percentage.
Wait, say that again?
75% of your top four.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. So, I couldn't, you know.
I mean, but it's okay because here's what they all have on their side. Unlike every other season, your top five is quickly forgotten because there's going to be a next top five. They're the last top five.
Yeah, that's
true. So they're
true.
Good.
Okay.
I think they're all this top five, especially. I really am bummed. We didn't mention that yet, but I'm really bummed that we lost Sonica because I think she was different and really good and a great singer and brought something different to the table. But I can see all of these top five, if they play their cards right, having careers.
So could I.
As long as...
It's all about playing the cards, right?
And thank you for leading to it, because we will have Sonica here in studio tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Yes, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. So be here and send us your questions. Please do. And before we get into that, I want to talk about Trent Harmon. He's my horse. I've been riding him for months.
I knew it was going to be LaPorsha and Trent, I feel like.
Oh, so done deal.
From the beginning. They had the strongest voices the entire season.
Trent's strongest voice, but I feel like his whole package is
today was cool.
His whole package is grown. Sure,
his whole package is growing.
No, his package is getting huge. Yes, great.
You know what I mean, though.
All
like
three of it.
He's getting the look. He's getting his image down. His facial expressions are
absolutely
coming together.
Absolutely.
It reminded me of last season. It reminded me of last season with Clark Beckham.
Yeah,
his earned it night.
Yeah,
because he had the suit on and he was
Clark Beckham's Sunshine Night was good.
Oh, okay, all right.
But, ain't no sunshine.
But then, like we said, the season changes and so does Steffi's taste in mind.
Oh okay. My god, I don't like anybody.
Let's talk about Sharp Dressed Man. ZZ Top classic.
I thought he did great in that. Both performances were awesome.
Honestly, this first round, I didn't like. I just didn't like. I think that maybe has been the problem with Idol, is the songs aren't relatable to younger people.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of a little bored the first song. He did really good, but I wouldn't download it.
Right. That's true. I will be Matt Corny with the song choices, but... Mm-hmm. Whatever, it was still a great performance. He did awesome.
Yeah, it was a nice...
I personally like it. I'm corny like that, but...
So you're swampy
like
that.
Was the song corny?
Shut up.
Calm down, you two. I'm going to have to separate you guys. No, was the song corny? Is that what...
No, not at all.
The whole round was corny.
He was just saying, okay. Yeah. No, I thought that song was great. I thought he did great. Trent's bomb. Like, he's super good. Today, he was, like, swaggering it the... Like extra.
Yeah, he's cool.
Here's the thing. I think for the last few weeks, I think most like insiders and people have been thinking that the Porsche's almost got this thing on lock.
I hope she does, because that woman can perform.
But you know
that
what
girl.
I like about the Porsche and Trent is they're both like, I think a lot of times we see people like them that peak early on and then they just play it easy, but they're both still taking risks. Mm-hmm. And the Porsche was like, I've done a lot of ballads on the show. I need to show I can rock this week. And Trent, I think he said last week, like, I'm like, do you go home and relax tonight? He's like, no, I have to prepare for next week. Like, I always need to be practicing. And I think the two of them both have that in common, that, like, they literally are, like,
grinding for it
and want it so bad. And I think that's why they're, like, I don't know. But they're both fun to watch because you don't know what they're going to do.
It's, like, the killer instinct. Because I think, like, what he did with Leonard Skinner last week that made J-Lo cry.
Yeah.
And tonight, I'm calling it early, it was a Trent night.
It was.
And this reminds me of almost last season with Clark Beckham and Nick Fradiani, because Clark had the momentum most of the season, and at the very end, not as much. I think maybe Trent's creeping in a little too late compared to Nick. Nick started peaking a little earlier. Even though the season's a lot shorter, he had a few more weeks to build that momentum, because Clark had a great start, and I think Nick got him at the end. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, could this happen again? And not discrediting also Dalton and McKenzie as well, but just overall, the feeling that I'm feeling
honestly,
so far.
Honestly, I wouldn't be upset if Dalton was in the finale, just because he's different.
Yeah. No, I would be. He's just not cut out for
it. We'll get to it.
But I think he could have a big career after the show, and I think it might be...
Okay, but here's my thing. Regardless of, like, their career, I'm looking at it as...
A competition.
No, the last American Idol winner.
Yeah,
it has to be a big deal, not something just like, oh, yeah, they can have this. No. That's what I love about Trent and LaPorsche is, you know, my same sentiments about last year with my favorite contestants, or Clark Beckham, I guess. Just their sound and everything that they do when they're on stage is just so great. And then more specifically, LaPorsche, because down to her looks and the way that she walks every single performance, she dominates that
stage. But she has that star quality, even when she's talking. Like, everybody in the room is watching her.
You said that. We've noticed that there's just that...
And the interviews.
Yeah.
Right. Right, right. So, I mean...
Her laugh.
I think... Please turn down your volume there. Sorry about that. No. But this is a good thing. I think she needs the stakes to be raised. I think she could go even more.
But I think she is. I don't think she's plateauing by any means. Mm-hmm. I think she's still fighting hard.
Good. I really want
and she still showed us something different. So now that we had this little mess up, that just means that this next performance is going to be dumb good.
0.2-second mess up in the whole competition.
But that's my point. Yeah. But it's like, it throws us off because we're used to her perfection.
And that's good, because then she's going to be like, I got to work even harder.
Yeah. It's still funny that judges didn't even call that. That was weird.
I didn't notice it either, though, honestly. So I guess
it was right when she walked in front of them.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to who we're talking about, Dalton Rapatoni. This is Violet's dude. God only knows...
Everyone loved his performance.
The first one?
Yeah. But my thing was that it was so... He looked like he was... He had given up. He looked defeated.
But could it... Okay, is
it... It could have been the song, but just after that whole... After them making him change it up because they said that it wasn't going to work, it looked like he was pissed that he had to sing that song. And, like, low-key had, like, an anxiety or something going on because I feel like it was transferring to me.
Well, let's take a step back because you raise a great point. Before he sang, we found out that he and Sonica were the bottom two. And I don't know if you go back and watch, we know Violet will.
Sonica looks at him. She's like, it's you.
No, but when right before they mentioned that, when they were in the bottom two, you could see his face just collapse.
Well, because emotionally. He said this tonight because he's like, if I made it in the bottom two, I didn't want it to be in the bottom two when I didn't get to sing for it.
Okay.
Which makes sense, though, because you're like, I don't like, that's a lot for a kid to handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, his performance sounded really good. It was actually, I could see him after this performance. I felt like I was watching Rent or something. Like, it was a very musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish he would have just sat on a stool and sang the song. Because the problem for me was this song doesn't require you to walk out in the crowd and interact with it.
Yeah.
And it felt a little like he was, like, wandering aimlessly. It felt like we were watching a nervous breakdown or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was really uncomfortable
to watch. But
he sounded really good.
And they said that, I think what they were saying that they liked was his vulnerability on stage. But for me, it was as if he was singing, as if he was even more sad about something else that had nothing to do with the song.
Yeah, it felt like we were, like, witnessing a breakdown, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was having, like, a panic attack or something.
Yeah, you know, and for me, you know...
Not that it's bad, but...
No, yeah. And like you said, everyone liked the song. And I was okay with... I thought I just wanted a little more, but emotionally, I guess he was just at that... He was so vulnerable. Harry even brought it up. He's becoming, like, the next Oprah because he has his new talk show coming up in a few months. I mean, come on, but... Yeah, I worry about him emotionally, you know, how he, and I wonder if the people behind the scenes can he handle being the last American Idol?
This is totally in a loving speculation way. He could have just been in wardrobe, but I could be wrong. I didn't see him sitting with the other contestants for the second half of the show.
Oh, right. And Jason had asked me what if he was having a little breakdown in the back. Right before they came out to come to talk to us, I had opened the door because I was going to go use the restroom. But then all of the contestants were coming.
Yeah.
And I see him, like, talking to LaPortia, like, saying something like... Like, it wasn't just random conversation. Like, he had a very serious face. And it was, like, something serious. And LaPortia's like, yeah, like, just understood it. I don't know. You know when you kind of recognize conversations from afar? And then once we were the first ones to interview him, and he approaches Jason and starts to talk to him. And the first thing he's like, he's still, like, I could still, yeah, he was still shooken up, which he even said. And I felt those vibes. We live in LA, we feel vibes all the time. So,
okay, with that said, what you're saying right now, will that endear the public to him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Honestly, though, because I am totally this person, like, this is just an off story, but. I watched an interview with Iggy Azalea where she said she was suicidal. That's how I felt guilty, and I bought her new single on iTunes. And I think it's the same thing, where, like, you feel bad for him, so I'm going to, like, vote.
Yeah, you're emotionally...
No, that's not how I feel at all. I'll say that maybe a lot of times hurt turns into passion, and when you have passion, you can sing a little bit better.
Oh, that was deep.
No,
I was not expecting that. I was expecting you to say something bitchy. Wow.
We're emotional tonight, man.
But in regards to that, like, so maybe with all of this emotion that's happening, like, for instance, Taylor Swift, someone said, there's, like, a joke that when she started dating, what's that guy's, the DJ's
Calvin
name?
Harris.
Calvin Harris, that he was, like, with one condition, you can't write a song about me. And she's like, but that's why I write my songs. Like, what do you mean, you know? But it's because that's, you know, every time she gets her heart broken, you feel the most and you can express the most when you're kind of hurting. And so maybe this will pull him out of his, like, I've been good the whole time. Because he said that about 2 weeks ago, how it was weird that he had a bad night because the whole time they've been on his ass. So now that he's been shooken up, maybe he will deliver something a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, he's talked about the highs and lows that he experiences throughout his life because of his condition and whatnot. So that's something to take into consideration as well.
Which I did think about.
Yeah, so and let's see, the chat roll is pretty split. Wow. Let's see, Rotor 13, you're the week is Link. Goodbye. Wow, that's close. Well, here's one. Pepe Cuevas said Seven Nation Army was his first choice. Maybe that would have been a better song for him.
Honestly, I would have loved to hear him
sing that. Well, and they said that it wasn't. That's my point. And he thought that it was going to be so great. And I think that that's why he was so hurt. And that's the way he came on stage was like, F this ish. Like, singing, okay. God only knows. Nah, nah, nah.
Like, it's like middle like, finger I'm, in the air.
Yeah, like, F you guys for making me sing this on the show. And we've heard that American Idol can be sometimes like, mean, bullyish, but.
It's the tough world of Hollywood. So with that said, I mean, let's get out of the classic rock. I feel depressed after the classic rock round.
Yeah, they should have just done two Sia songs each. She has enough.
Yeah.
Let's get to, Sia. I mean, okay, Elastic Heart.
Nothing to lose.
What oh, do my we, God.
Yes? First of all, I love Elastic Heart, and I guessed everyone's song.
Yeah, she actually did.
You did? Really?
I just knew what they would choose.
Wow. They didn't choose. I wanted her to sing, what's the Beyonce song about... Yeah. Nope, about being pretty.
Oh, Pretty Hurts, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted her to sing Pretty Hurts.
Cause Pretty Hurts!
I thought that would have been perfect for the Portia, but I thought this was so good. She still has time to sing it. She was like...
Did Sia write that too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Damn,
you're
that
welcome.
Girl's so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Sia's written everything good.
yeah, I believe it.
She did so good. It was like an exotic performance. And I kind of like, because you expected her after her first performance to do the ballad. And I like that she's still surprising us.
She's like a Rihanna.
Yeah, and it was so good. She looked confident. She sounded amazing. It was so good.
And Elastic Heart is such a good damn song because of its like notes and melody. I wish I knew the technical
actually,
terms
the
for it.
Actually, the lyrics kind of like describe La Portia, though. Like, I've got thick skin. Yeah. Like, it's like perfect for her.
It was
but
spot on
the beat was just so sick, too. Like, that's... I thank God they did a modern song because it's just... It's fun to watch, too.
Right. And she looked amazing. Like you said, even the hair. My God.
Yeah.
I'm so happy Ryan Seacrest asked her how long it took because when I saw, I was like, no, she didn't change her hair because she had already said that she's never done anything to it.
Right.
I know how long it takes to get them weaves in there and to get your hair all tied up. I guessed 8 hours. No effing way that it was 14.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, and they were saying, I felt like I'm watching an award show and looking great and...
And that's just on Idol, guys. Imagine her being in the business. Imagine her getting money, getting trained. Inevitably, you start to lose weight. Not that that's an issue, but I'm just saying that a lot of times that just happens. And like that's just going to give her more energy, more practice, more...
Well, she said she's just going to be impeccable. Sia told her she's working on a song for her.
Yeah, and I was going to ask that. Yeah. Didn't you ask her that? Or
yeah, well, I asked her. I told her to tweet
She
Sia,
did, because after she had heard her diamond performance,
and Sia said, I want to write you a song.
Oh, my God.
So that Sia told her in the mentor thing, like, I'm working on a song for you.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean,
Sia is like, what a brilliant, but a brilliant woman. I just said, fiddle, brilliant woman.
Fiddle. It's okay. I feel it. No, here, I'm going to depart from this, and I'm going to agree with the chat role in a sense. I have some people saying, I lost it. It was from me. I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite performance from her.
Whatever.
No, not my favorite, but it was different. And it, like, at this point in the competition, she needs to keep
it
giving
was so
us
dope.
Different because everybody's expecting a big ballot.
Because they want a ballot, whatever. Yeah. It was still great.
And then next week, when she gives us a ballot, we're going to feel satisfied.
Yeah, whatever.
Can the same be said about, okay, did they make too big of a deal with Titanium with Mackenzie?
Just because of the no, which is what I had mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes, I did focus on it. I was like, oh, good, he got it. But
I didn't think, A, I didn't think he got it that well.
He didn't.
He didn't, no.
B, I think this is such the obvious thing to do to that song.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would have sang something else. This was, out of the Sia performances, my least favorite. I liked his first performance better than this, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was kind of a something you'd see on YouTube.
Could he be in trouble then?
Maybe. Yeah. Potentially.
All right. Let's move. I wanted to get to this. I'm sorry. I'm totally being biased today.
Chandelier.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to sing Chandelier. I knew it.
I thought it was really, really good. I liked the Portia's better. I think...
I liked Jordan's better.
Oh, from The Voice.
From The Voice? Yeah. Okay.
I think we've seen the song Chandelier done so many times.
And if you have a good voice, you're going to do it.
You're
going
to do it good. I think he did really good. Like, props to him. He did a really good job on it. I don't think it was this as big of a moment as, like, La Portia singing Diamonds.
Mm. So you're saying they're trying to make it more into of a competition. Now,
I mean,
they're
but
pushing
it was
us
still
that way,
amazing. Because
I love
his
really good.
Notes
his vocals were insane. But so the way he sang the song wasn't that different from the original, besides, like, I'm going to do it quiet and then loud. That was the only difference. Mm-hmm. I think LaPortia's, I don't know. I just think LaPortia's was more of somebody that I would want to watch, unless, like, I'm watching American Idol.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, no, see, I think the key of it, he's not doing the faces anymore as much.
He isn't. That's crazy that he really like, got that down.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why I've started to like him a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just toned it down a little bit.
We were cracking up in the back because he was out there and we were laughing at him. We're like, remember how much we like hated him in the beginning?
Oh, the scar.
Remember that damn scar? Like, just like, and it's just so funny because, and I'm like, that's what Mono will do to you. Oh. You know, like you don't understand how cool and how wonderful he was tonight.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
He's so nice, wonderful personality. Like, doesn't look like yucky, you know? Like, he was great. He's so great.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. So, did you guys talk about the scarf with him that you got rid of?
No. That's always an awkward thing.
We're going to tease him.
I used to talk shit about
That's
you.
Definitely a private conversation amongst our viewers and ourselves.
Yeah, please don't talk.
No, but he was fantastic. I for me, I loved it. It was my favorite song of the night. It was
really good.
Yeah. See, and I actually liked Dalton's performance better.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Because...
Bird Set Free.
Because, okay, I think... I'm, like, a huge Sia fan, and I love her melodies, her lyrics. But I could feel what he was singing when he was singing it.
So
could
I, singing, but listen to his lyrics.
I don't care if I sing off key.
Exactly.
That's what it felt like to me. Like, here I am, like, right. This is me. And I thought it was cool that him and Sia both shared that they had bipolar disorder. And, I think he's, like, at this point, he is the underdog in the competition. I think that's how he feels. And I don't know, I felt everything he was saying, and I'd much rather watch that than, like, I'm all about a good vocal, but I'd much rather watch that than just somebody doing runs.
Sure.
Now think about it, he went last. That's the prime spot. Mm-hmm. That's where you pimp him, and the story. But wait, you were saying you were emotionally connected to him on this, as opposed to God Only Knows that was too much for you, and this one wasn't?
God Only Knows felt like he was emotional, but it wasn't an emotional performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because God Only Knows is a sweet song. It's a tender song. Yeah. Not a depressed song like, God Only Knows I should have sang something else.
Yeah, that was like somebody, I'm sad I'm singing this song.
Yeah.
This other song was like, this is my cry for help.
It didn't match.
Listen
he didn't,
to me.
His expression and the way he sang that God Only Knows did not match what the song was, or what he looked like.
You know, what I liked about it, to me, what I love most about him is that he's a beautiful storyteller.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. That's where I connect him.
Which is why you said it was more like a Broadway performance, like, you know, a musical.
Yeah, so, I mean,
he does have that quality, regardless, like, he just looks so good. I love to watch him, definitely.
And his fans are going to go crazy that he was in Jeopardy this week.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll, I don't know, I don't think, should we just go straight into predictions, or do we have any news and gossip, anything you want to share? No, not all at once. Okay.
I was just trying to think.
Oh,
yeah, because I'm just so emotionally like charged.
They're
after
all
this.
Cool.
Like,
it's nice to see everybody.
I know. Honestly, I like everybody. I wish Sonica would have stayed.
You know what? Actually, I do have some gossip. Rick, what is his name?
Baker.
Which
he's coming in here next week.
He should be coming here next week.
He does all the socials, works with all the contestants.
And maybe I'll get him to bring it up next week. But he had mentioned, he's like, you know, I can honestly say I love this top five. Like, you know, because last year he said there were no troublemakers this year. And I'm like, who's a troublemaker?
Yeah, but wait a minute. How many years has he been the social media?
This is his second.
Okay, so. Simple math, folks. All right.
Come back.
Okay. All right. So he gets along with these five.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah, but okay. But my question is, who the heck was the troublemaker last year?
I don't know. That's a good question for the
who
fans.
Who was the top five last year? Nick, Clark, Rayvon, Jax.
Jax was definitely a troublemaker.
There's probably one other,
maybe,
though, right?
She's
a troublemaker now.
Who's the other one?
Wasn't she running her mouth recently?
Oh, yeah. She released that music video.
Who, Jax?
And
she was really, it was a bit of a left compliment to Idol and what they put you through. So maybe I'm thinking it's Jax.
Idiot.
I'm just saying. All right, so then no news and gossip. So let's just move on to predictions.
Okay.
All right, guys, now
you're after
instead of
TV.
My favorite song, since Ryan made a big deal tonight that tonight's songs you can actually download on iTunes finally. People have been asking, when are you going to be able to download the songs? This was the first week. And it was kind of nice that Sonica got her song. We got to hear it for like a moment. But Which was the most downloaded?
Actually, we should see if they're on iTunes. Try me.
Which song would you download tonight?
La Porsche's and Trends.
We only get one?
Oh, La Porsche.
La Porsche. Okay. I've heard Chandler sung so many times. That's why I wouldn't download Trends. But he did really good. But definitely
I just love La Porsche. Next would be Trends. So I would still do it.
Yeah. One of my downloadable would be Trent, but which one?
I would definitely download his first one before his second.
Yeah?
Yeah, but just because that first song I don't think I've heard before.
Sharp Dressed Man.
So that one was dope.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
It's ZZ Top, these brothers that have these beards that are like 3 feet long, and it's like total rock song. So to see him and how he twisted it, and like Stevie Van Zandt even explained it, you made it your own with that intro. Excellent. That's my top song. So with that said,
are they downloading? Is it the full song or is it just the minute and 45 seconds?
Song, right? It's the full song. Oh, okay. Yeah. So who
it doesn't look like any of them are in the top 50.
Yeah, because no one watches American Idol.
But
anymore.
CSG hey, we do. Us.
Bottom two and who goes home?
I'm going to say Mackenzie go home.
Mackenzie goes home.
Yeah.
Mackenzie.
Dalton.
Dalton. Oh.
So you think they're
not going to show the bottom two, though, because tonight even Dalton wasn't in the bottom two. They said it was in no particular order.
No, they did not say that.
Yeah, that's what he said right before he called the Porsche.
I thought he said that these are your bottom two.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, because that's like a Dancing with the Stars move where they said, and these may not be the bottom two.
Oh, okay. Is that number 68?
Yeah, so.
Remember when we first started with Mark?
Oh, you're Tyrion. I was going to invite him to come in, but okay, my bottom...
And Violet.
My bottom two are going to be... I hate to say it. I thought he was great tonight, and so I may be wrong with Dalton and Mackenzie, and going home is... end of the road.
Jonathan's searching some American Mackenzie. Idol gossip. You think so?
I think so. Oh, do you want some American Idol gossip? I can give you some if you want some. I can give you a quick one.
Looking to try to find the last five.
No, like if Adam Lambert is dating Sam Smith.
No!
What?
Are they really?
What?
No, that's such a cute couple.
Wait, they just posted a photo together. It's not real, is it?
This is called news and gossip. Oh. I didn't say it was going to be real.
It's not news and
just
rumors.
Just because gay people are friends doesn't mean they're dating.
Exactly. But they laughed it off. Actually, I can go into it. It's from Aces Showbiz and Just Jared. Adam Lambert talked about the swirling rumor suggesting that he is dating Sam Smith.
That's too much in one
There's
relationship.
Like an age gap there, too.
34 to, I believe it's 30, 22? Yeah, 34, 23.
23.
So, okay.
Sam Smith is 23?
That's right. 23 well-lived years. Okay.
Yeah, he looks old as...
Hey! You talk about my Sam that
younger,
way.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. All right. No, but he was talking to Ryan about it, and he said that... They're laughing all about this, because I guess they were partying one night, and like Jason said, they just took a picture. They're just like kind of like chumming around, but...
Two fellas in the gayborhood.
Yeah. I've never heard that. I love it. Okay. But yeah, no, but they, you know, and then Sam texted me and said, did you see what was going on? Yeah, I know. Imagine? Okay. So just think about it. Imagine what kind of power couple those two would be.
They would be on and off stage.
Do you think
ridiculous.
They both sing when they climax?
Okay. With that said, this is a PG show, Jason Eichler. Jonathan, get us out of here.
That's why I said climax.
And oh my god, all I can think about is Usher song right now.
Chat roll, thank you so much for sticking around with us. Send us your predictions, who you think. A lot of people are saying, yes, Mackenzie's going home. And let's see, I'm scared La Porsche will be in the bottom two, or am I just crazy?
Not never.
I mean, we've seen crazier things.
Not now, not never.
Oh, and this is someone, Indominus, he's speaking on behalf for Violet, and he says, Emily Brooke, bottom two. Okay.
That's amazing.
Well said. Love you guys. Chat roll. Come back next week. So, Jason, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at Jason Eichler.
And the fairest lady of all, who looked gorgeous tonight.
Oh, stop it. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and here for our interview with Sonica tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Oh, nice. Me too.
That's right. And the loveliest of them all, Jonathan, where can they find you?
Oh, boy. I guess go to jmolton 87.
All right, and you can find me... Oh, sorry, man. I cut you off. Do it again.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Go for it.
And you can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope. So, Violet, come back next week. Jonathan, Jason, Steph, I'm JC. We'll see you. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Wait. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.